Hi there. That's the familiar call from the Children's Bible Club Clubhouse, where we join you by radio each week, and from where Aunt Carolyn's visualized stories are printed, and also the home of the Living Story series and other good stuff. We're glad you've joined us today. Run, call a friend, remind them the Children's Bible Club is on the air, and tell them the station so they can find it quickly. Then get settled to listen. Perk up your ears or turn up your hearing aid or whatever it takes to listen. You know, I've found that kids who learn to be good listeners really get ahead in every way. Proverbs 15:31 says, "The ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise." And Proverbs 20:12 says, "The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them." So train your ears to work for you and the Lord. And while we're talking about hearing, let's hear from the choir. Thank you, choir. Keep up the good work. I like to share the mailbag with you from time to time, and today I'm going to read a letter that will be a blessing for sure. Dear Aunt Carolyn, I'm a young man who listens to your Bible program very often on the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse and decided to write you because you have touched me with an inspiring Bible story about the little lamb. That story let me see that Jehovah God sent Jesus Christ, his Son, to die on the cross to save my life, and how the Lord Jesus came and found a lost sheep, such as myself. I thank God I received the Lord Jesus Christ that very same day you told that story, and I have to tell you, please pray for me. Well, we're so thankful for that good news, and we will be praying for this young man, that he'll grow in the Lord. And we pray, too, that you will receive Christ as your Savior. If you do, let us know so we can pray for you and send you some help. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation, and that's what counts. Just write me, Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. Or maybe you'd rather write an email. Good. Here's our email address. AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. That's all lowercase letters and no spaces. That address is AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. Now, choir, are you ready to sing? Dad and Mark were nearly blinded by the driving sleet and snow. They hurried to get all the sheep in before the blizzard, but in the count, some were missing. No man could go back out into this storm. It was all up to Shep now, dear, dependable Shep. She was Dad's work dog, but no boy could have had a better friend. This was her second mission that day. The first time she brought in two cold, bleeding sheep. "Good girl," he bragged. Usually she stayed at their feet, but this time she hurried to the barn. It wasn't like her. Twice Dad called her to send her out again, and by her eyes and lowered tail, Shep begged not to have to go out again. But Dad gave the command, and Shep lunged out into the fierce dark storm. The waiting seemed endless to Mark. What if she couldn't find the sheep? What if she couldn't get back home? At last, Mark heard her sharp bark as she brought one more straggly sheep into the fold. Good girl! Good Shep! Mark hoped now they could close the shed and go to the house. But when Dad counted the sheep, one was still missing. Oh, no! Don't send Shep out again! Mark thought one old sheep wasn't worth it. But every sheep was precious to Dad. He looked around to give Shep the command, but Shep was gone. Where was she? This wasn't like her. Mark called again. At last, Shep pushed through the deep snow and crouched at Mark's feet. Fetch, Shep, fetch, Dad ordered. Shep didn't budge. What's the matter with this dog tonight? Fetch, Shep, fetch! Shep got up, gave a long, pitiful whine, then turned and broke into the blinding snowstorm in obedience to her master's voice. Mark waited. He knew Shep's job would be an awful one in the terrible weather. Mark nearly gave up hope when he heard a sharp bark. Oh, good girl! Mark gave her a hug. Now, one more count of the sheep. Dear, faithful Shep had brought in every one. Now they could go to the house. Mark called Shep, but she was slowly going toward the barn, and the blizzard raged on. Morning dawned. All was still, and snow lay like a blanket across the fields. What a beautiful morning! Mark went out to check the sheds to see that all was well and safe after the storm. Usually, Shep came bounding to meet him. but not this morning. But she would catch up with him any minute, he thought. The sheds were fine. Then Mark checked the big barn. It was quiet. When Mark's eyes got accustomed to the darkness, he saw a heap in the corner. Fear struck his heart. He eased closer. Oh, no! No! There lay Shep, perfectly still in the straw. No sign of life. Was Shep dead? With a cry, Mark fell to his knees and buried his head in her still form. Oh, Shep! Shep! He sobbed. He couldn't lose his dear Shep. She was so obedient to her master, even at the expense of her own life. Oh, my Shep! Mark cried. Then, responding to Mark's warmth and love, Shep raised her head slightly and whimpered. Oh! Shep! You're alive! Hang on, girl! Instantly, Mark peeled off his warm coat and laid it over the dog. There! That'll keep you warm until I get help. You'll be all right. Through his tears, Mark thought, what a price to pay for a few woolly sheep! What a price to give life to a few tiny puppies! Puppies? Suddenly, Mark sensed the tiny wiggling puppies beside him, trying to get dinner from their heroic mother. How precious! Mark stroked Shep's head. Don't worry, Shep. I'll tend your babies till you get well. You rest, girl. I'll get Dad. We'll be right back. Mark wrapped the pups in his sweater and went to fix warm milk and a cozy bed. Oh, these pups would make good sheepdogs. Shep had given too much for them, and they would be prize winners, too. What a price Shep paid to rescue the sheep and to give life to the puppies. But Jesus Christ paid a far greater price to save us from sin. He gave his life to rescue you and me from the storm of God's wrath in hell. He became sin for us, so God could forgive our sins. Oh, won't you accept his payment and trust him as your Savior? As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.